And Debbie Wasserman Schultz's aides under investigation. There's a lot more developments in that story. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Two people were killed and eight others wounded in less than 24 hours of gun violence in D.C. over the weekend. Seven incidents in all, five in Northeast and two in Northwest D.C. Police say they cannot solve crimes like these without the public's help.
These are some of the challenges that we're here for. We have to continue to engage the community, of course, hopefully put a squash to many of the issues that are happening.
Commander David Taylor, police are hoping a hike in rewards will bring out some tipsters, up to $10,000 for information that leads to a conviction in a shooting. A D.C. police officer responding to a call with her lights spinning and siren wailing slammed into the back of an Uber vehicle just before 5 this morning at 7th and R Streets Northwest. Both drivers needed to be taken to the hospital. The crash investigation basically ruined that stretch of 7th Street for the morning rush. Jamie Whitten will have more coming up in traffic. Will a new chief of staff bring us a Trump West Wing 2.0. We're about to find out.
As a retired general, John Kelly is expected to bring some kind of discipline to a West Wing in chaos, where some people can just walk in on the president. Reince Priebus was the former GOP chair and a longtime Washington hand who was supposed to have good connections with the Hill, but failure to get enough Senate support for Obamacare repeal might have been the last straw. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on CNN's State of the Union.
I think Reince was terribly effective, but was probably a little bit more laid back and independent in the way he ran the office.
At the White House, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Kremlin is wagging its figurative finger at the White House. A spokesman for President Vladimir Putin said today it'll take time for the U.S. to rid itself of what he called, quote, political schizophrenia. But for now, more than 750 U.S. diplomats will have to go in response to sanctions handed out by Congress last week.
The U.S. State Department has said that it's assessing the impact of this and it will see how to respond. But Russia says if it does respond, it reserves the right to take countermeasures.
Correspondent Claire Sebastian. A 27-year-old Leesburg woman and two young boys are missing. Courtney Ash was last seen with her 5-year-old son Cameron and 7-year-old cousin Jalen on Friday night. They left a family residence and were expected to return but never did. Police believe they may be in a 2002 blue Ford Taurus with Virginia tags. If you think you've seen them, you're asked to call the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department. You can expect some construction-related delays on the Beltway in Montgomery County starting this week.
The road work is set to take place on the outer loop of the Beltway between Seminary Road and the I-270 West Spur, according to Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways.
Crews are going to begin the $8 million project by patching the pavement and then mill, which is the removal of the top layer of asphalt, pave and restripe the highway.
Single lane closures will happen during the day, and there will be some occasional multiple lane closures at night. The project's set to be completed next summer. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 6,375. In sports,
to right field, into the corner, home run, Zimmerman into the
Carpenter with the call on Masson as Ryan Zimmerman passed the great Frank Howard as D.C.'s all-time home run king. Zim hit a second homer as well in a losing cause as the Nats fell to the Rockies in a day game, then came back to get a split in the nightcap. And the Orioles crushed the Rangers. WMAL News Time's 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Rush.
We're cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Honest, I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't tell you not to laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, here we go around the Beltway. No worries through Annandale, just the volume. And again, from the toll road to the Legion Bridge, where we're struggling is the toll road. If you're coming inbound, eastbound Dulles Toll Road, as you merge off of northbound 28, merging off of the Greenway, that's why we have to jam up traffic to get past the multi-car crash after the Fairfax County Parkway. So it's a bit of a haul here eastbound. Again, to get past the Fairfax County Parkway, once you get past the accident, you're good up through to the Beltway. Now, let's go Maryland on 270. Haven't been saying much about you because it's just been the volume here as you head past 109, briefly in Gaithersburg, and now on the 270 spur, seeing some of those stop-and-go delays. Top side from College Park to Silver Spring slows on the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway, traffic now filters beyond Naylor Road. Now that the crash inbound Suitland Parkway, Naylor Road's been cleared. All your travel lanes have been reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low dew points and lower temperatures over the weekend, and that rolls right on into this Monday. A few clouds, otherwise sunshine and warmer. 87, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 61 in Stafford, 58 in Gaithersburg, 68 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. The GOP has a decision to make, to move on or move back to health care. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And he's a perfect guest as the president goes to war with Congress yet again, trying to get his legislation passed. Let's talk to the former speaker about what rules they may be able to manipulate to get things done. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. And joining us right now is Mercedes Schlapp. She is a Fox News contributor. She's also a Washington Times columnist and is the former director of specialty media for President George W. Bush. Mercedes, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday. And congratulations, Vince. Now you're going to be like the other person I listen to on the air in addition to Mary. So I'm very thrilled for both of you.
Well, I love that. Thank you for listening and thank you for participating today.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Wanted to talk to you. Obviously, the big news broke on Friday that Reince Priebus was being replaced by John Kelly. And overall, a lot of very good response to that. Do you agree with that? Good move?
I think it was time for a change in the White House. Obviously, the president has been frustrated with his ability to crack down on the leaks, on also trying to ensure that his message gets out to the American people. You know, with that being said, obviously, Reince served the president very honorably. He was a key player during the election in helping to get Donald Trump elected. I mean, if it wasn't for Reince and that RNC team, there would have been ground troops basically in these different districts, in these different precincts, ensuring that the president will get elected. So, you know, Reince played a very critical part, but there comes a point in your administration where what happens with the presidency is you start losing political capital quickly. It's not like you're building a business and you're trying to have this goal of having so much profit. Here you have a limited window in getting things done. And so I think that for the president, he needed a very I would say senior, someone with very extensive experience, someone who understands how to build an organization. And obviously what John Kelly brings to the table is not only the fact that he can implement, you know, he comes from a military background. He's older. And I think actually being older in this case, you know, he's 67 years old. He's more of a peer for President Trump. So he doesn't view him as a staffer, but more as someone that he can respect almost as an equal.
It seems like, yeah, and he's also led massive organizations here, so that's going to help when you're taking on the U.S. government. Mercedes, you know, we see Reince Priebus's exit. There's been a number of other people who've exited. This is only 6 months into the administration, but it would seem to me, and you know, having worked in the White House, that there's something of a learning curve, that taking on the White House is unlike any other task. And as a result, they may find out rather quickly, say, within 6 months' time, that some people are ill-suited for it and they need to make a change.
That's right. I think what we saw was there was definitely a filling in of the spots of a lot of people who were at the RNC, very many of them who are talented, I know many of them, who just shifted over to the White House. And there's something to be said, you might have all this great political experience, but you might not have the government experience on how to deal with Congress on the legislative matters, or how to deal just in general on how the government functions. I remember back in the day when I worked for President Bush, it was Secretary Andy Card who was our chief of staff, someone who was very seasoned, someone who basically ran that White House as a very tight ship. You would walk in there and it was there was a sense of silence. It was almost like you were going to church when you would enter into the West Wing. It's a very different feel. And one thing I remember that Secretary Card would tell us, and I was in the media shop, if you leak, you're out and we'll find out. And it was a very strong message to the staff that our loyalty was to the president. Also a very big
yes.
humility factor and ensuring that you remember that you're there to serve the American people. And I think General Kelly will bring that humility and that structure and that order to this White House.
Mercedes, I want to ask you about the leak portion of this. You mentioned that if you were told if you leaked, you're out. I got to imagine inside the Trump White House, inside the communications shop, when somebody starts leaking and then all of a sudden they're in pursuit of who those leakers are, that doesn't do a whole lot for morale and in fact can really detract from the work product. Did you ever have an experience like that in the White House? And how does a White House communication staff deal with that?
Well, we didn't. We were a very disciplined shop in the White House under Bush in the comms team. It was very clear that we understood the negative repercussions that would happen if there would be a major leak coming out of the comm shop. And so it was very clear that our goal was to ensure that the president's message, that we were on task in terms of delivering.
So if you talked on background or off the record, for instance, to a reporter, you were doing it with the blessing of whoever your leadership was.
Absolutely. There was no question. I would not talk to a reporter until I would ensure that I would talk to my boss, who actually was Nicole Wallace, who's now on MSNBC, or Dan Bartlett, or we would make sure that we had a very coordinated message. Obviously, I talked to reporters on a daily basis in my job at the White House, but it was cleared. They knew exactly who I would share with, who I would be talking to. It was none of this where you see, surprisingly, how many sources, how many individuals talk to the media. It's like they think that the media, these journalists, are like their therapist. I'm like, go hire someone privately. You don't go and start giving every single detail of when the president's mad or not mad or what's happening in the West Wing. It does a disservice to this president, because this president, we're not talking about GDP growth at 2.6%.
Right.
We're not talking about the fact that we need to hone in on tax reform. We're talking about the soap opera that's happening in the White House. And that in itself is a huge, I think, distraction for this White House and for the message that they're trying to get across to the American people.
Representative Barbara Lee on Friday tweeted out, by putting General John Kelly in charge, President Trump is militarizing the White House and putting our executive branch in the hands of an extremist. And I've seen other people on the left echo that and say he's surrounding himself by military people and is militarizing the White House. What do you say to that?
That's ridiculous. Let's just, you know, first of all, Jared Kushner is not part of the military. You have Gary Cohn, a very, you know, obviously successful individual who also is not part of the military. Dina Powell over at National Security. I think the president has a very healthy mix of individuals who have served this country honorably. And you know, you got to look at John Kelly's background. This man is not only seasoned, but also has this incredible personal story. He lost his son in Afghanistan. He knows that there's a humility with this man, and I think that that is just something we need more of. And I think that there's something, a calming factor that I think he'll bring to the West Wing. So every time they're obviously being very critical of John Kelly, and he made a very, he's been very strong on the issue of immigration and dealing with cracking down on illegal immigrants, and has executed at the Department of Homeland Security. And this obviously does not bode well with Democrats, who are very clear into, you know, open borders, amnesty for all, and really not respecting the rule of law when it comes to immigration.
And by the way, he's been the furthest thing from an extremist on immigration. He's the one guy in the administration who was encouraging Congress to come up with a legislative solution to DACA, saying if you want DACA dreamers to stay in this country, pass a law and make it the law.
That's right.
So that's hardly an extremist position from John Kelly.
Right, but I mean, this is the problem with the Democrats. I mean, they've been on the talking point of impeachment and on let's keep talking about Russian collusion and everything else, and they're going to try to find fault in anyone the president puts in. He's, you know, we know that John Kelly's a very reasonable, mature choice for this job. I think he will serve the president well. I think the president will listen to him. I don't think he's going to view him as just another staffer. I think he will bring in a very positive force and, quite frankly, organization to that West Wing in ensuring how you can execute on a variety of angles, from legislatively to reaching out to the coalitions group,
definitely,
from a media perspective. So I think it's, all in all, I think it's an incredibly positive change.
Mercedes Schlapp, thank you so much for bringing us some insight what it's like to work inside of a White House as this one goes through a bunch of change today.
Change is good, people. Change is good.
Appreciate that. It's 8:15 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I second that. Change is good in Northwest D.C. when they reopen all the lanes. 7th Street, that had been closed all of rush hour here with the crash, but now reopen. Now that it's gone, north of Rhode Island Avenue, 7th Street available each direction between R and S, and I'm not seeing any delays there. Heading into town this morning through Riverdale, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, lighter than normal. For Chevrolet, delays are just after 202 to get on to 295. And inbound New York Avenue, heading up to Bladensburg Road, they were trying to get that crash out of the center of the road to the shoulder, so still see some activity there. Activity on the freeway slows us each direction out of Virginia off of the 14th Street Bridge, and still looking at delays on the 11th Street Bridge and onto that westbound side of the freeway. Inbound Suitland Parkway, Naylor Road, that crash is gone on 210 Indian Head Highway. North of Livingston Road, as you come up to the Beltway, that's where a crash has just been reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's going to be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 70. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it'll be mainly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Wasn't yesterday beautiful, by the way? Incredible weather yesterday. Today, 68 degrees right now in the nation's capital. Check that. Make it 71. Things have changed since the last time I looked at that temperature. 71 degrees, 8:17 now on WMAL. There's a lot going on in the world of entertainment. Almost all of it is anti-Trump, actually. It's strange. But first, some lighter news that doesn't have anything to do with Trump, but is infested with liberal politics. Mandy Patinkin has withdrawn from Broadway's The Great Comet, which is a Broadway play, apparently. He's the Homeland standout, and he's bowed out of a Plum Broadway gig, this is according to Christian Toto's reporting, to appease identity politics. He's accredited, Christian says, actor Mandy Patinkin can do just about anything. He sings, handles comedic roles with grace, and has both an Emmy and Tony Award to his credit. Oh, and he uttered one of the most famous lines of the 80s in The Princess Bride. The Homeland star can't defeat the forces of identity politics, though. To be fair, he didn't even try. Okay, so he recently got a role in this play, The Great Comet, replacing this guy, this Hamilton alum, who I can't even pronounce his name, but I'm sure Hamilton fans can. It's Okirete Onadawan. I'm going to rely on your understanding of that name to suffice. So basically, the play has been struggling. They were going to remove the Hamilton actor in order to find a way to improve it. They bring in actor Mandy Patinkin thinking that he can rescue it. And then all of a sudden, there's outrage. Why? Patinkin is white, and the Hamilton actor is black. So therefore, this is unacceptable. A white actor cannot replace a black actor on Broadway. How dare you? This can never be done. This is racism, and it has to stop. Oh, by the way, the role was originally played by Josh Groban, who's about one of the whitest guys in all of media, but he's a white performer. And so Josh Groban played it, then a black actor played it, and then they tried to make a white actor play it again, and now the play is completely collapsing.
Well, it's better to have it collapse and all the actors be out of work than have a white guy replace a black guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're talented. Doesn't matter if when a black actor replaces a white actor, well, that's a step up and it improves the play. But when you put a white actor back in the role that the black actor is in who replaced the white actor, well, then it's junk and everyone must lose their job.
This is okay. So the show's producers, of course, are begging for forgiveness for having committed the greatest sin ever committed. As part of our sincere efforts to keep Comet running for the benefit of its cast, creative team, crew, investors, and everyone else involved, we arranged for Mandy Patinkin to play Pierre, they said, the name of the role. Quote, however, we had the wrong impression of how Oak felt about the casting announcement and how it would be received by members of the theater community, which we appreciate is deeply invested in the success of actors of color. We regret our mistake deeply. They're apologizing to those they hurt with this decision.
It's insanity. It's just sheer insanity. And this is what cracks me up about the left. They're all into art and artists, and we should have taxpayer money support art and artists, but only certain ones. Not all art, not all artists, only art and artists that we deem are worth it.
Well, and also that these racial considerations, diversity, even in insane cases like this one, are undermining good fiscal sense. They can't rescue something based on market forces anymore because they're so paralyzed by race guilt. It's actually crazy, and we're seeing it play out. So there's an example of the craziness in 2017. Speaking of crazy, J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, has yet to apologize for tweeting last weekend that Trump, not last weekend, but over the weekend, that Trump pretended not to see a child in a wheelchair. You remember the Obamacare victims meeting that the president had, and in the background there was a child sitting in a wheelchair. Well, somebody edited a video to make it look like the president blew the kid off. When the president did far from that, he actually went down to the kid, talked to him for a few moments, had a very nice exchange with the small boy. She tweeted out, "He pretends not to see a child in a wheelchair, as though frightened he might catch his condition." What? So she was wrong, based on the video she saw, and she has been inundated with reaction from the internet. People attacking her now going, "You have to apologize." And as of this morning, we haven't seen anything like that. She just is going with it. She did finally concede that there is unedited video showing that he greeted the boy first and bent down to his eye level. But she attacked Trump all weekend long about this because he outrages her, she says.
Oh, then it's okay.
What a lunatic. That if somebody needs some magic, it's her. She's going to fix that brain. 822 now on WMAL.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. If you have been thinking about updating your home, we've talked about it. Installing new flooring is the best thing you can possibly do. You're going to get the most bang for your buck. If you're looking for quality flooring and you don't want the hassle, you need to go to 50 Floor. One of their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home on your schedule, and they're going to help you find the perfect flooring for your home. You get to see how the samples look in your home with your lighting, your furniture, your cabinets, everything. They're going to make recommendations for the best products to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and, of course, your budget. Installation, it's super easy. 50 Floor comes, they move all your furniture for you. But here's this, you've got one day. Today is the last day where you can get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. But you have to schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com, and you have to do it today. Now, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and you use the promo code WMAL, you're going to get an additional $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. Call today or go to 50floor.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 825. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia still quite slow on the toll road. Boy, delays continue to grow. Crash. The first one had been eastbound, inbound toll road after the Fairfax County Parkway, with delays coming off the Greenway and 28. Everyone getting frustrated sitting in that stop and go. And we have a new crash reported now before the Fairfax County Parkway. So everybody hang tight here. 28, the Greenway toll road. It's going to be a little bit of a longer haul than you're used to through Herndon. Now, if you're getting on the toll road from 286 to Fairfax County Parkway, now you're in good shape because that initial crash has been gone. So coming eastbound, you're beyond the activity right now. No problems to report currently on 66. Brief delays in Manassas, in Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Still slow. 395 once you get through Landmark. Hit those delays again on the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway. It looks like right around Main Avenue, that's where we have the crash activity. Slows the freeway in each direction. And if you didn't hear, 7th Street Northwest has been reopened. That had been closed most of the rush hour with the crash. But 7th Street north of Rhode Island Avenue, you can now use it. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Now, this fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking Monday. Enjoyed a few high clouds, filter sunshine throughout the daytime hours. A nice, pleasant start, a decent finish. Just a little warmer, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 827 on WMAL. All right, so you want a Debbie Wasserman Schultz update? I've got you.
I would love one.
I've got you a Debbie Wasserman Schultz update right here. All right, so you'll remember that recently one of her aides was arrested trying to leave the country, head back to Pakistan. Imran Awan is the IT aide. He was trying to get out of the country, and the FBI stopped him from leaving. This was last Monday. And it was only after that that he was fired. But this is why this is a wild story for a number of reasons. It seems like Wasserman Schultz, according to Luke Rosiak at the Daily Caller, was planning to pay him even while he lived in Pakistan. He was basically under investigation for a prolonged amount of time by the U.S. Capitol Police and others and the FBI. 6 months of actions, Luke writes, reveal a decision to continue paying a man who seemingly could not have been providing services to her, and who a mountain of evidence suggests was a liability. The man long had access to all of Wasserman Schultz's computer files, work emails, and personal emails, and he was recently accused by a relative in court documents of wiretapping and extortion. Yet, he remained under the employ of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Quote, records also raise questions about whether the Florida Democrat permitted Awan to continue to access computers after housewide authorities banned him from the network on February 2nd. Not only did she keep him on staff after the ban, but she also did not have any other IT person to perform necessary work that presumably would have arisen during a months-long period. His wife, meanwhile, had already wired hundreds of thousands of dollars to Pakistan. She got out of the country on one of these temporary deals, and she was subsequently terminated. But for whatever reason, Imran Awan, not terminated until he was placed under arrest. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, many questions still to answer.
And what I was going to say quickly is, don't forget, we found out last week that the lawyer representing him is closely connected to the Clintons. What's going on?
829 now on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
All right, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is going to join us in mere moments. We're going to talk about the president's agenda and what he's demanding Congress do. He's up against the Senate. Let's see if he can accomplish something, get something passed. It's 8:30, time for WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Fortinet. President Trump's new chief of staff, retired general and now former Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, starts his new job in the West Wing today, and skeptics say his biggest challenge will be trying to wrestle all of the big personalities like Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon and Anthony Scaramucci, who currently report directly to the president.
It doesn't mean anything to me, because when he needs to talk to someone that he's going to, and I have no doubts whatsoever that John Kelly and Anthony Scaramucci, along with his other advisors, are going to work very well together, and who cares what the org chart looks like.
New York Congressman and Trump supporter Chris Collins. Two people were killed, eight wounded in seven shooting incidents in the district in less than 24 hours over the weekend, and no one's been arrested. Police Chief Peter Newsom tweeted out Sunday he's very disheartened with the senseless shootings, and he asked residents to, quote, help us prevent more from happening. A member of the MS-13 gang from Texas wanted for a pair of murders in Houston was picked up in Arlington, Virginia over the weekend. Douglas Alexander Herrera Hernandez is from El Salvador, and authorities say he is in the U.S. illegally. Police say he goes by the gang name Terror, and among his alleged victims was a teenager who had witnessed several MS-13-related murders. That Sunday sunshine and low humidity may have made you forget all about the Friday rain, but the impact still being felt in spots. Flooding under Scott Circle had 16th Street closed in Northwest this morning, and there are flood advisories up along the Potomac and the Chesapeake Bay. The city dock in Annapolis may be underwater when high tide arrives at lunchtime today. It's Florida that's seeing the rain now as Tropical Storm Emily crosses the state.
From Bradenton to Sarasota all the way down to about, I'd say Regional Southwest Airport down in Fort Myers. Heavy rain is the big story. I know it's a tropical storm, but the winds are going to be 30. Right now, the winds are 10.
Meteorologist Chad Myers checking your money. The Dow opens at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 63.75. In sports, the Nats split a doubleheader with the Rockies, and Ryan Zimmerman hits a pair of homers to pass Frank Howard as D.C.'s all-time home run king. The Orioles beat Texas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
You've read articles and seen stories about star athletes and Hollywood actors who have their nutritionists, right? Have you ever thought to yourself, oh, if I had someone to plan out my meals, my breakfast, my snacks, my lunch, my dinner, and measure my results on a weekly basis to hold me accountable, to coach me, boy, that would keep me in line. That would keep me from failing on my diet. That would actually get me to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle. Have you ever made that argument? I've made that argument. I remember making that remark to a loved one in my life. when they were admiring Tom Cruise's physique. I said, yeah, if it was my job to look that good, if I had someone to work with me every day, I would. Well, all right. The important point is EMP 180 Weight Loss. They are your personal nutritionist. They are the ones who are going to take care of all of those things, plan out your meals for you, your breakfast, your snacks, your lunches, your dinners. They're going to hold you accountable. They're going to coach you. They're going to keep you in line, and they're going to get you healthier and losing the weight. So check them out. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
It comes down to following the good fundamental advice. Save as much as you can, live within your means, make good decisions. But then once we get into the specifics of how to implement those things or how to benefit from those good decisions, you need a plan that's designed specifically for you.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading into town, Monday morning commute. Good morning, D.C. Slows across the 14th Street Bridge. The problem up ahead, if you continue onto the freeways, the crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel in the right lane. So backing us up now before you get to the Pentagon on 395. Overall, though, coming off the Beltway, 395 had been a little bit lighter than normal. The earlier delays cleared. On the toll road, struggling with multi-car crash, the first of the two crashes happened eastbound toll road after the Fairfax County Parkway. That's been cleared. The second one now before the Fairfax County Parkway. So jam coming off the Greenway and off of 28th. If you're coming 28th southbound out of Sterling, crash is reported separate than the toll roads. We're busy here. South on 28 right near the exit for the toll road. So keep alert, everyone, through that stretch. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, outer loop from 95 to George Avenue. Along the way, fender bender was reported near Colesville Road. And the inner loop's going to see a little bit of volume heading over toward the exit for Route 1 over near College Park with a crash reported. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Monday. Enjoyed a few high clouds, filter sunshine throughout the daytime hours. A nice pleasant start, a decent finish, just a little warmer, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 69 in Dumfries, 63 in Fort Washington, and 71 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Ring, it is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And it is Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colanese. And we are joined right now. We have the honor of being joined by former Speaker of the House, Mr. Newt Gingrich. Speaker, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great to be with you again, as always. Always fun to be with WMAL.
Well, we're glad we have you. And also, we're going to find out from you a little bit later about your new book, Understanding Trump, because I pretty much think that that's something no one does right now. So
well,
it's going to be interesting how you do it. Wanted to start off by talking to you about some of the tweets that the president put out about urging Congress to not give up on health care, urging the Republicans to keep on working on health care. Do you agree with that, or do Republicans need to move on to the budget or infrastructure, something they can get a win on?
Well, first of all, there are 435 House members and 100 senators, so they can work on more than one thing.
We have no choice except to find solutions to the many problems that Obamacare has created. That may have to be a bipartisan effort. We may have to find ways to do one piece at a time, but that should move forward. I don't think we should back off on the fact that there are millions of Americans who are being underserved or overcharged, and that the system's going to get worse because its primary design is wrong. So that part does not, frankly, it seems to me it's a no-brainer. Of course we should work on it.
But, Mr. Speaker, you know, this weekend, the president placing pressure on the Senate, specifically Mitch McConnell, to invoke the nuclear option. He'd like to see it so that 51 senators can get together and vote on something, pass laws, legislation, including a Obamacare repeal and replace. Do you think that that's a wise idea to invoke the nuclear option?
Well, first of all, it's not going to happen. Senator McConnell, if anybody reads his book, The Long Game, they'll understand that he loves the Senate. He believes in the Senate. He thinks the Senate's a very important institution. And he is not about to, change that, I don't think. I'd be very, very surprised if he did that.
But you don't. Do you think it's a good idea, though, to invoke the nuclear option?
Not if there's an alternative ways. Look, the Founding Fathers made this a difficult system for a reason. They wanted to avoid dictatorship, and they succeeded. Now, the problem is that the way they succeeded, they created a system that is so difficult that all of us have a hard time, you know, making it run, too. But I'll give you an example. There's a current focus on, this is my newsletter tomorrow at Gingrich Productions, is going to be, it's entitled 16-1. For every Republican who voted no, there were 16 Democrats who voted no. Now, 10 of the Democrats who voted no came from states that Donald Trump carried. Why isn't the anger directed at least as much to the 48 Democrats as to the three Republicans? And why isn't our goal to beat the 10 who were in states Trump carried? You know, if you won those 10 seats next year, everything gets easier. You don't have to worry about changing the Senate rules. But that's an old-fashioned America that says you got to go to the people, you've got to win the argument, people have to decide that they, in fact, want you to be the president. They want your policies. They want them passed. And although I spent my whole career in the House, so I come out of a totally different culture. But I'm very sympathetic. George Washington arguing with Thomas Jefferson at breakfast. Jefferson wanted a single house. Washington wanted two houses. And he said, "You'll notice how you take your hot coffee and you pour it in that saucer to cool." Well, the Senate is the cooling saucer for the hot coffee of the House. Now, as a House member, I don't particularly like that idea. So let me make that straight. But as somebody who comes out of a background of understanding and believing that the Constitution has worked very well to protect us from dictatorship, I'm not prepared to rush to judgment and say, let's get rid of this.
Can John Kelly affect that change in the staff?
Well, he'll certainly affect a lot of change in the staff. I mean, General Kelly is a remarkably competent man. I've known him since he was a lieutenant colonel. He spent 4 years as Marine liaison to the U.S. House. He understands the House very, very well. He understands Congress. He understands politics. And he's a great, you know, great administrator and a great leader. And I think that he probably has a great deal of respect from President Trump because he is a military leader of great achievement. Now, I want to divide his job into two parts. I think he'll get control of staff very fast, like by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he does have to deal with Donald J. Trump, and Trump is a remarkable person and not a person who is easy to push around or easy to change. I mean, he's a mature adult who's been very, very, very successful. So one of the challenges for General Kelly is going to be, can he, work out an arrangement with Trump where he and Trump become a team, which would be a real breakthrough for Trump. I mean, this is not the way Trump has normally operated.
Well, then, by the way, thank you for sharing a fun fact with us. Marine liaison to the House is suggestive of the fact that he's got a pretty wide breadth of experience, including dealing with legislators. That's a promising sign for a guy who's entering the White House as chief of staff. Speaker Gingrich, thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Right. By the way, you can get your book, Understanding Trump, literally anywhere books are sold.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, sir. 8:43 now on WMAL.
Join Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., integrative health and wellness expert, author of Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-To-Yourself program, and talk show host of Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL for a healthcare wellness town hall on Thursday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Westfields Marriott, Washington Dulles. Learn why structural, chemical, and emotional stress are three things that destroy health and create disease. Discover ways to optimize your health. Bring your health questions, too. This is a free event. Space is limited. To register, call 703-698-7117 or register at rozellecare.com. At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend the Body Doppler with ACCT thermographer Dareth Painter on Wednesday, August 9th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, commuters still with delays here in Virginia on the toll road. The crash, the initial crash cleared, which was eastbound toll road after the Fairfax County Parkway. The one that happened in the backups is before the Fairfax County Parkway with the left half of the toll road blocked. So coming off of the Greenway, pretty much at a standstill to get through the tolls and then onto the toll road. And on 28, southbound, you're affected as well with delays and then a crash separate on southbound 28 right as you enter those delays. So if you want to take Route 7, if you're thinking about that as an option coming out of, say, Belmont and heading east past 28, not seeing any delays until you get eastbound near 606 Barron Cameron Avenue, and that continues just a bit slow here as you continue toward Tolston Road. The scoop on that trip coming in from the west and getting into D.C., the crash is on the freeway eastbound side, which slows us coming out of Virginia near the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crashes in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather rolling right into the first part of the new week and the new month. Last day of the month today, some high clouds and sunshine, 87. Tonight, clear, we bottom out down near 70 degrees, 60s outside of town. Sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, up to a warmer 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 847 on WMAL. Nancy Pelosi appearing on Fox News Sunday yesterday with host Chris Wallace. She was asked to finally confront the fact that Hillary Clinton was the one who lost the election. Let's see what she had to say about that.
Do you agree with Senator Schumer that Russia and Comey were not what beat Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think that they had an influence. There's absolutely no question about that. But when you have a campaign, you're responsible for your campaign. I don't even want to go into that.
So I don't know if you heard it there. Just to be really clear, she blamed Hillary. She said, when you have a campaign, you're responsible for your campaign. So yeah, actually, to answer your question, Hillary's at fault here. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, it literally only took 6 months. Actually, no. But there's more than that. It's what it's like almost 10 months. Since, or however time works exactly, since November, it's been that long, and now they're blaming Hillary Clinton. Finally.
Well, they're finally moving through the stages of grief, and I believe the last one is acceptance. So maybe this is the final stage of grief. I have to tell you, though, I was kind of hoping it would take longer. I was really hoping they would bang the Russia drum for a really long time, blame misogyny, keep doing that, because the longer they were... detached from reality, the longer it's going to take them to get their acts together to you know, challenge the Republicans in 2018. So I'm a little sad about this.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton, I mean, sorry, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer doing no favors to Hillary Clinton's campaign ads for 2020. This is not working out well. That next election is not going well so far for Hillary Clinton. Here's another clip of, this is Nancy Pelosi talking about the better deal that Democrats have pivoted to. Last week, Monday, you heard Chuck Schumer say, here's the new agenda for Democrats.
I do want to go into our better deal.
Okay,
better
let me ask
pay?
You. I'm going to ask you about it, yeah. Because Democrats put out a new agenda this week called a better deal. Let's put some of it up on the screen. You call for higher wages, lower prescription drug costs, as you just said, job training, infrastructure. Leader Pelosi, I'm not saying anything, any of that is wrong.
Right.
What I am saying is that none of it is new. We've been hearing it for years. We heard it from the Democrats and Hillary Clinton in 2016, and you lost.
No, well we're going to hear it with more clarity.
You're going to hear it with more clarity. Do you hear her trapped, by the way? She's like, well, good point. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, my favorite thing about her interviews is that whenever she's not talking, she's smiling. She just has like this huge grin on her face. Like, this is like media training overload. Somebody told her, when you're on TV, you have to smile like a crazy person as much as possible. So she does that every time she's on television. And at the end of that interview, she even thanked Chris Wallace for doing his duty as a journalist. And it was all very lovey-dovey. But it was pretty funny. You know, she's confronted with the fact that Democrats have regularly said the types of things that Chuck Schumer said last week, yet voters aren't for them.
No, absolutely. And when the way he said it there, he said, you know, with all due respect, it was almost like a teacher telling a student, well, this is a great paper. Like, I really appreciate your effort in doing the assignment. But, you know, this has all been done before. You haven't, or it's copied word for word from the encyclopedia. It was like, I appreciate the effort.
Yes.
You didn't complete the assignment.
Like, Billy, you wrote this paper 6 times for me. This is the same exact paper. You're going to have to write a different paper at some point. You can't self-plagiarize. Yeah, so the Democrats confronting the fact that they've been savaged electorally. And they're trying to get back on track. Her insistence, it's just about clarity, people. The voters have not heard us loud and clear enough. 8:51 now on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Contrary to all the hype, celiac disease isn't as common as it might seem. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I'll bet you know someone who eats gluten-free. And chances are they do it because they think it's healthy, not because they're gluten intolerant. According to a new study out of Columbia University, gluten-free diets don't really help heart health. In fact, they might harm it. Why? Well, mainly because you miss out on whole grains, which are good for your heart. Also, foods that are gluten-free can have more sugar or sodium than you realize. Yes, eating fewer carbs and eating more fish, fruits, and veggies, that's going to be good for you. But cutting an entire food group out of your diet is typically a bad idea. In fact, if you want to make any wholesale changes to your diet, it's a good idea to consult a nutritionist. They're going to help you make sure that you're not missing out on any essential vitamins or minerals, which could happen if you're just following a gluten-free diet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Trucking isn't what it used to be. As the industry changes, many professional drivers desire more home time. I'm Craig Harper, Chief Operations Officer at J.B. Hunt. I enjoy being home as much as the next person. Home with the people and things I love. That's why I'm proud that more than half of our driving jobs get you home every day. What could you do with more home time? For a local job near you, call 855-8-JB-HUNT. That's 855-8-JB-HUNT.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
It's 855 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have some late trouble spots, and first into the district is going to be the crash on the freeway eastbound before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel was in the right lane, giving us delays still out of Virginia back near the Pentagon. So that's the slowest stretch left of 395 again to this crash on the freeway. Watch on the George Washington Parkway southbound. Reports of a large pothole southbound as you come up toward the exit for Spout Run that was reported along the right side. Toll Road is jammed coming off of the Greenway to get you toward the Fairfax County Parkway. That's where we've had the multi-car crash before you get to the exit for 286. Also slows is 28 to get down to the Toll Road. And real quick note too, in Gaithersburg, still trying to get clear of this crash here westbound on 370 after 355, but before you get to 270 with those 370 delays. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather rolling right into the first part of the new week and the new month. Last day of the month today, some high clouds with sunshine, 87. Tonight, clear. We bottom out down near 70 degrees, 60s outside of town. Sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, up to a warmer 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 856 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. Since before man walked on the moon, Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes. Did you know Ackerman was one of the first to put the yard sign in the front of its protected homes? Now, experts agree that the yard sign is one of the top reasons burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home they think is protected by a home security system. Now, Ackerman is doing something no home security company anywhere ever has done. Introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Because Ackerman knows their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time, a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. AckermanSecurity.com.
I feel sorry for the people who have to work in those big box and department stores where they sell everything from appliances to computers to fertilizer. How are they supposed to know everything about everything they sell? They can't. That's where Brand Scarf comes in. We only sell appliances, so we know everything there is to know about them. Our staff undergoes extensive manufacturer training to help you choose from the area's best selection of top names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, all for some amazingly low prices.
answers. So get real answers at Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Bray and Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax. Or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of the Bray and Scarf Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
All right, well, Mary, we did it again.
Yay!
Yeah. You know what I'm looking out for today is White House staff members walking in lockstep formation around the South Lawn. We'll just see if John Kelly has them doing drills today, now that he's militarized the White House as chief of staff. That's all ahead.
So it'll be pretty cool to watch, you know, jumping through the tires, doing the high steps, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jumping through the tires. That old military drill. Jumping through the tires. It'll be cool to watch. A lot of international news breaking this week. We're going to cover